It is said that Adam had a relationship with the Lord first, before he could have a relationship with Eve. And that's the order it should be done. We're talking about the Christian company. We're talking that marriages should be in the Lord. That is to say, the Lord has His place and has His rights, and He's the center of the relationship. It is not Christian marrying Christian. It is marriage in the Lord. That's what the Apostle Paul called it. I have to make sure that this sister or this brother desires to honor the Lord in the house. It starts at the house. Desires to honor the Lord in the house, in his life, in the house, and in the assembly. But how wonderful to say that these men, and I was wishing Boaz congratulations, you know. But he says, let this woman be like Rachel and Leah, who has established the house of Israel. Young men, this is one thing you have to look for. That there is a spiritual, virtuous woman who's going to establish your house. If, I'm sure the older brothers that have been married longer, they can correct me. It is not the brothers that establish the house. We are working most of the time. And if you are working the dairy, don't work in the dairy. It requires more time. But we are working most of the time. Who is the woman? Who is the person who's going to establish the kids? Who is the person you think is going to look after the welfare of the children? Spiritually, nourishing them. Yes, I come in at night and we, you know, play some games and we pray together, we read, but everything is rush because they have to go to bed, you know. But the woman is the person that will establish the house. And you have to look for that feature that it says about the virtuous woman, her husband trusts in her. That is to say, you're going to trust that sister is going to maintain and take care of the household and take care of everything and keep it in order so that Christ is honored in the house as well.
And that's not only the house. The sister that takes care of the house takes care of the assembly.
Yes, amen.
Because as she is taking care of her house, we tell you this, it is very true. The condition of any local assembly is the condition of the sisters.
Yes.
If the sisters in the local assembly are in the power condition, usually the husband are in the state line. That's how it works, trust me. It is really the sisters. And if the sisters are not right at home in taking care of their children and of their husband and having that proper relationship, it will come to the assembly. And it will bring a disaster everywhere. And it's almost and only because the woman have not taken her proper place. It's important that not only she establishes a household, but as the households will establish, because local assembly are households. I mean, they don't come from the moon, they are from households. And if the household is well established, the local assembly will be well established. If the household is not well established, trust me, there will be issues and trouble in the local assembly.
Does that now, when you look at the history of the kings of Israel, does that help you? Because when you look at all the kings that who did evil in the sight of the Lord, what happens? It names them all that. So the women are of tremendous importance and influence in the assembly.
You know, the Lord outlines it so well in Ephesians 5, where he says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. And then he talks about the wives, and he talks about the husbands, love your wives, but in verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word, of water by the word. But you know, it's good to be refreshed too when you look at that Ephesians 5, not time tonight, but certainly encompasses what we've just spoken about.
But I wonder how, for the last couple of minutes, how wonderful it is when there's a relationship that the foundation is Christ. That the fruit of it, there's children. I don't know. And one day, if the Lord kept us here, young sisters and brothers, you'll be parents. I believe the biggest thrill to a Christian father or a Christian mother, I would hope so, when they see their children going on for the Lord, not only going on for the Lord, but really being a great asset for the testimony until He comes. Just think for a moment that we have discussed earlier in the opening, that out of relationship, out of difficult circumstances, comes out a sweet relationship. And out of this relationship, it did not affect only Boaz and Ruth. It affected generations to come. Generations to come. Just think of David, a man after God's own heart. And the reason David is there is because of this sweet relationship that occurred between Boaz and between Ruth. And this is, brethren, young ones, the reason we took up these features to be seen is that you want to see these things in a relationship. You want to see these things in a virtuous woman. You want to see these things in a spiritual man, so that as the fruit of the relationship is displayed, there will be a generation that will come out of you that will be a great support for the testimony and for the means. You need to be a support. It starts with the sisters and brethren. We need, Abel, you said earlier, bro, it is the sisters that really maintain everything. And I'm sure all the married men will say amen to it. We like to think we make...
We're talking from experience.
Yes, yes, amen. We men, we like to think that we take care of major decisions. Because our wives let us think this way. But in reality, you know who makes the decisions. But the reality of it is really the woman is the establishment of the house, and the husband sits at the gate. Why does he sit at the gate? It is a display of how wonderful and virtuous is his woman and his wife is. May the Lord help us that as you young ones are looking for a relationship, you will look at it in the light of what we discussed, because features and qualifications of these that we discussed is not a man-made thing. It is from the Word of God. And once you take them up, the marriage will be a healthy one.